Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Wait, you just downed the whole bag on top of it?
Nah,
bro, are you trying to give yourself diabetes? What are you doing?
I got that on camera too, bro.
What is it? How many gushers are in a pack?
Like 8?
You know, no, don't lie. There's a bit more probably. And come on, dude.
More like 28.
No, not 28. But why would you eat all those gushers at once? Like that's not what each pack is for. It's not like an individual swallow.
It's one flavor, so it is.
No, it's not. That's not how that works.
Normally they're mixed. It's a whole strawberry pack.
Is that the excuse you're giving yourself?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I didn't have time to eat today. So I need one little fucking hit for the blood sugar.
That's not food, though.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know.
Besides, do we have any snack bars over there?
We ran out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really?
I had the last one, actually.
Oh, there. That's how we ran out.
I didn't have any of them, and then I had the last one.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was watching the peanut butter bar or whatever. I've been watching it since I've been coming here.
This time, hold on.
Said they're gone. It literally blew my mind.
This time, I made it a point to not touch it at all.
Until there was one left.
Until there was one left, and then I waited to see if anyone's going to take it, and nobody took it for
a month.
I took it.
The peanut butter bars. No. Who took the first?
Oh, four? Pantelis did.
Oh, okay.
I watched. I made sure he ate. So
you eat that shit, bro?
I bought them for here. Yeah.
Okay.
In case anyone's hungry.
I would have eaten a peanut butter bar.
Sugar-free peanut butter bars.
Oh, they're sugar-free.
Yeah, they're not the best, but it's just a.
Yeah. That's all I needed, you know. Yeah. But listen, I had fucking.
I don't know. You just
ramen noodles or
poison
cold pizza or candy poison.
You literally ate like a Chinese prisoner.
No, I had one or. Like, I didn't have the ramen or the pizza.
You angered the Communist Party of China, and that's how you're eating. What is happening?
I got a coffee now. I got a bottle of water.
I haven't recovered. This is the first podcast I'm actually doing.
When did you get sick?
Saturday, I started to feel it. But then Sunday, you understand? I woke up because of the sweats. I was sweating all night, dripping sweat. I was dizzy. I thought I couldn't go perform for the Empire Strikes Back. So I was like, there's no way. So I text him in the morning. I go, I'm just going to come last minute. Like, I'm going to try my best to wake up and cold shower, hot shower. But if it was right now, we'd have to cancel the show. There's no way I could do it. Like, that's how bad I was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the show, bro, completely fucked up. I didn't even know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Dizzy, head hurting.
Your brain's not working.
No one noticed, apparently.
Are you taking medication at the same
time?
So, yeah, that really fucked you up.
And I'm mixing everything up, too. I'm taking fucking whatever pills I can find. DayQuil. No, everything. Like, it's a crazy cocktail. Plus vitamin C, D. All the D, bro. I'm taking the D. Everything,
finally, bro.
Everything that I can. And no one noticed, apparently. The audience didn't notice. They go, we didn't feel that he was sick. Bro, I don't even remember what I said.
Okay.
Dude, you must have gotten something similar to what I got in October of 2022. Remember on Mike's tour?
Yeah.
At Club Soda? I felt the same way out of it. I didn't even know what planet I was on.
Well, that was funny too, because he got super mad on a podcast. Because like, if you get COVID, you won't be able to come to that show. And I was like, oh, he's freaking out. And then he actually gets sick. He gets sick the day that happens.
But it wasn't COVID. I got tested.
But it was like a mind fuck. Yeah. He was like, you're telling me, and the best was the argument, you're telling me if I get COVID, I'm not allowed to come. And we're like, yeah, that would be the logical route of things. The guy's a diabetic. We're trying to avoid getting sick. That would be the logical route of things. And then he was saying it so much, he actually got sick.
He went and got sick on purpose. He was like, I'm going to get COVID and I'm going to go.
No, I was trying to avoid it because I was Mike's last show. I wanted to see it.
You didn't want to kill him.
Just imagine, like, Poseidon, like, walking around, like, needing to not be sick, right?
And then just getting sick is the funniest thing.
Well, no, he like his main goal for, like, 72 hours is don't get sick. And he walks by a guy coughing in the street. He's like, hey, fuck you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah. You're trying to ruin my life.
Just getting into fights with everybody in
public. So, yeah, bro, I got rattled. I hate this feeling. I can't breathe.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
And I have to sing and dance.
And when you don't have time to just rest, hardcore recover, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, no, it really sucks. It's getting sick when you're a kid is the best. And then you
depends with what, though. Some of these kids, they have, like...
Yeah, leukemia.
It's not good, bro.
It's not fun.
You're not tough enough.
But no, you get a cold when you're a kid, it's fun, you know?
I guess. I never like getting cold at all. I'm not the cold guy.
Oh, man, I'd go to grandma's house for the day. She'd make me soup. I'd get all the fucking, like, the sickness treatment.
No, if I wanted that, bro, I would just pretend to be sick. But that I didn't like being sick.
I did that a lot, too. No, I didn't mind, bro. I've always been able to tank it.
Oh, I fucking hate it. Like, right now, 50-50, bro. If you gave me a gun, I'd kill myself just to end this.
Well, yeah, when it's really bad. Like, when I lacerated my spleen to get out of, like, the constant pain, that was living like that was horrible.
Oh, my God.
But a little...
Lacerated spleen.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I fell while I was snowboarding.
You don't look like the snowboard type.
I was. I lacerated my spleen. I fell.
How do you lacerate your spleen? Damn, look at that.
Oh, is that where the spleen is?
Yeah, right by your stomach.
Okay, because the first thing was looking, I was like, is that the lungs? What the fuck?
Low-key, because of this, I'll always know where like the four like things are.
Holy
shit. Appendix, the liver, the spleen, and the other one. Is there another one? Is there
three? There's, you got other stuff in there. You got a wrench.
I fell with my hands into the ground and my elbows into my stomach. And my elbow just full force went into my stomach, cut open my spleen. And I look at the instructor and I'm like, something's wrong. And he thought I hit myself in the nuts. And he's like, bro, jump on your heels. So I start jumping on my heels. Bro, my spleen is cut open. I'm like gushing blood in, like internally.
I would love to sue that guy.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, bro,
am I jumping?
Something's wrong. And he's like, well, go to the infirmary if you want. I'm like, how do I get down the hill? He's like, fucking ride, bro. So with a lacerated spleen, I had to snowboard down the hill. Bro, I was falling over and over again.
This is a good adult.
It was this fucking 18-year-old probably, you know? I was like 14. And then I get to the elevator.
So hold on, you were actually gushing blood like...
Internally.
Oh, shit.
My internal bleeding was... It was in so much internal bleeding. I should have died. There's one reason I didn't die, and it's because I'm a fat fuck, and I ate two full meals, so my stomach blew up enough to put pressure on the spleen and slow the internal bleeding.
No way. And then that's when you're like, look, guys...
I'm committing.
I'm committing to this fat thing. It saved my life.
Yeah, it's literally like the doctor told me, and I go, good, it's a good thing I ate that extra burger and fries. It's a really good, and a fucking tall can of Monster.
And he's like, I've never said that before, but in this scenario, it worked.
This is what it looks like.
What is that?
It's a lacerated spleen.
All right, you don't have to show us that, dude.
So then, bro, I get to the elevator, and it's like, by the time I get to the elevator, like, I've lost so much blood, and I'm just crashing. I, like, fell in the elevator, and then the elevator doors open, and I literally am crawling out. Like, I couldn't stand up anymore. I crawled out. I got into the infirmary. I pushed the door open. The lady was just sitting there, like, reading a magazine or something. She's like, oh, my God! They ran over to me, bro. They cut off my shit. They fucking...
They opened you up?
Yeah, they opened up my shirt.
No, like, but did they cut you open?
No. They brought me to the hospital.
Okay.
They brought me to the hospital. The ambulance was horrible, bro. Every bump... Oh, my God. And then I just wanted to sleep, and they wouldn't let me sleep because you sleep, you die sometimes in that situation, you know? Yeah. But I was still cracking jokes the whole time.
You sleep, you die. That's how I live my life. That's why I'm always tired.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, did you see what happened to your good friend, P. Diddy?
Yo.
I don't know if you've been paying attention.
My good friend, bro. I'm
friend of the show, Puff Daddy. Isn't some legal hot water?
Allegedly.
Is that what we can say?
Allegedly, those parties we were going to.
I didn't go to those.
There was... Oh, you
I
were
I said
there.
No every time.
I have pictures of you there with me.
I said no every single time.
I got pictures of you there with me.
And even that... You see that song right there?
Actually,
go up,
funny
Poseidon?
Enough, only Poseidon
when he said that,
said no.
I need a girl. I was like, stop lying, bro. We know
Poseidon
what
said, I'm not going to P. Diddy's parties. They're doing some weird shit.
No, yeah. It's been in the talks for a long time. The Cat Williams, he said it. A lot of people have said that Puff Daddy's got some weird ass parties. I have heard the rumors that he was behind the murder of Tupac Shakur.
And Biggie, no?
And Biggie, yeah.
Because doesn't he own the rights to all of Biggie's music after Biggie passed?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is insane.
After Puffy found out 50 Cent cameo with effing vodka, Puffy sent 50 Cent a lifetime supply of Ciroc. All right, well, that's not incriminating.
I'm trying to... Let me go on Twitter, bro. Twitter has the juice.
Twitter. Oh, you haven't heard about this story, Poseidon?
I have. He basically... okay, so what happened was...
when the story starts with the Poseidon. Okay.
Okay, let me set the record straight here.
So he's been found guilty of sex trafficking. Now,
look, if you're going to be stuck in traffic, that's the best kind.
So he's been found guilty of sex trafficking, but like heavy sex trafficking of like minors and stuff like that. Like, how heavy are these minors? Which is apparently in connection to like...
I got to stop you right away. What? He has not been found guilty.
Well, accused. There's a warrant out, bro.
But that's two very different things, bro.
Completely you just different.
You're right. Sorry. He's been found guilty. No, not found guilty. He's been accused of sex trafficking, and there was a warrant out. And basically what happened was the feds.
But did you guys hear what the theory is? Because Homeland Security raided his house, apparently they were going to fucking destroy the evidence.
I heard that too. Because he has videotapes on like the people that went to his parties.
Yeah.
And they're like princes, politicians,
Oprah,
Zin salesmen, all that stuff.
So yeah, the feds coordinated a raid at his Miami mansion, LA mansion, and New York mansion. And he dipped. He apparently escaped through a tunnel. In a tunnel?
Taking a page out of your guys' book. Look at
that. Why do you think I was invited to the parties?
From his LA mansion, apparently there was a tunnel leading straight to, like, I don't know, like, close to, like, the airstrip or whatever. And then apparently he took off in his private jet, and it was supposed to land in Antigua or something where there's no extradition.
But it went to Miami?
Extradition laws?
It was Cape Verde or something.
Cape Verde, but it got grounded in Antigua or something. I don't know. Anyways.
But I saw there was a video of him in Miami.
Yeah, he was in Miami a few days later just chilling.
Yeah.
And apparently that was a decoy. And yeah, he stayed in the U.S.
He's got a body double.
Yeah. No, the plane was the decoy.
Because, yo, I watched the show Billions. And, like, there's a point where, like, one billionaire is about to get arrested. And the other billionaire is like, look, I know we're enemies. But I don't want one of me to lose. I don't want you to get arrested. I just want you gone. He was like, I'll buy your company for half the value. You got to fuck off to some stupid country and you never get to do anything again. And it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, Puff, he could go to Africa and be good forever, wherever he was going to go, you know? He's going to stay in Miami because he just wants to fucking stay in the juice. He doesn't want to let go of like what he has in his life. Tim, he just goes chills with billions of dollars. You know what I mean? He's never going to get what he wants. Like,
he's so stupid. I just go somewhere cool. And just fuck off.
It's too late.
I like this Asian guy.
Yeah, he always explains things.
Yeah, let's see what he's saying.
He's a very well-spoken gentleman.
Yes, he is.
Take that. In 2020, have they canceled Diddy yet? Take that. In 2022, the Tate brothers were accused of sex trafficking without official charge for alleged incidents 7 years ago. Immediately, they lost access to all social media, banking, and payment processors, and the global mainstream media went to town on them. In 2023, Russell Brand had an investigation for sexual assault opened on him for incidents that allegedly occurred 7 years ago. He was demonetized from YouTube, deleted by the BBC, fired by his agency and sponsors.
All right.
In 2024, Diddy, take that, had four open civil lawsuits.
Hold on. Bro, am I high right now? I don't understand if this is real.
What?
Am I high or did I imagine that?
No, that's real.
It's just like, I know I shouldn't say this, but like this guy, bro, he fucking...
He's a robot.
He had an accent as a kid and he worked so hard to get rid of that accent.
Take that. I don't understand what's happening. Bro, I swear to God, I thought I was about to faint. I go, oh, fuck, you're dying, bro. I thought I was dying. I thought I was hallucinating.
No, because
he's holding viewers, you know.
Because there's audio of him going, yeah, take that. So now they're calling P. Diddy, take that.
Okay, like, but the way, if you rewind it just a little bit, it felt like I was like, okay, this is the simulation is broken. I'm dying.
No, I get it. Sponsors.
In 2024, Diddy, take that. Had four open civil lawsuits, a U.S. federal investigation, countless prior lawsuits settled out of court over the last 20 years, and recently, Homeland Security came in pew pew blazing to raid multiple homes.
Bro, are you guys? Am I dead?
Bro, it's a TikTok. It's a TikTok. What do you
want? Am I dead? Did I die in my sleep? What the hell is happening?
Bro, this guy's hilarious. I like
pew, him. Pew, pew. Don't forget that. Ching, ching, ching.
Sex trafficking, child prostitution, drug dealing, and secretly recording clients, associates, friends, and guests to extort them. But somehow, he is still going live on social media.
Oh.
His entire playlist like, is available to download and
to
listen.
Do it. Like,
and
I hope that clip is from before this all happened.
That's insane.
If that's really like the current.
The fans is after me. Watch me shake. The fans is after me. Watch me shake.
And I haven't heard of any banks dropping him. Kanye, yay, got banned from Meta and Twitter, lost his major brand deals, dropped by his banks for his words.
That's because he talks shit about them bank owners. You feel me, Jew?
Oh, bro, you know Moses the Jeweler?
Yeah, yeah, he makes me laugh.
Like,
so I saw his clip where he said his favorite rapper is Kanye.
I still love him, man.
I died. I thought of you right away. He's my favorite rapper. I'm going to get a lot of heat for this. It's Kanye, man. He inspires me so much.
It's so good because he's like a very religious Jew. Like, he does all the shit.
He is a religious Jew with his shirt open.
He looks he's like not a Hasidic, but he's kosher. He's fucking, you know, I think.
First of all,
they make it seem like they are. I'm just wondering if like maybe they're behind like closed doors, if they actually stick to it.
Yeah, lot of those people that make it seem like this is the way you gotta do, they always fuck around, bro.
It's such an actually like strong connection in their business, like that you have to be, you know?
Jewish?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It helps so much. I'm saying it helps a lot.
So you're saying if I wanted to change careers, get into the jewelry business.
Stay out of the fucking watch business.
They won't let me in.
Stay the fuck away from the watch
and
diamond
industry.
That's
what they're going to say. I'm going to be like, hey guys, I'm here. I would like to join the watch and diamond team. And they're going to be like.
they're gonna throw you a bag of fake G-Shocks and go hit the metros, buddy. Yeah.
Hit the metros, you scumbag.
Go sell them $40 each. You could keep 10%.
Yeah, and then be like, oh, that's how you want to fucking play it? All right, we're going scorched earth. I'm burning everything down.
Yeah. They're just going to make you sell Casios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, press play.
Oh, sorry.
The longest list of allegations of crime I've ever seen. Even darker than Jeffrey Epstein.
What?
Yet, he's still online. Why? Side note, as his Diddy saga of trafficking unfolds, mega influential associates are also starting to get questioned. Guys like Jay-Z and LeBron. Do you know who is never associated with that list of seriously questionable individuals? Yay. Isn't that interesting?
So, okay, that guy's English is probably what the peak of my French could be. The peak, if I really try to
speak French. Oh, that's French a great, well. That would be great French.
Yeah, but the more like, he doesn't say like the two.
What?
I don't know. He like he'll like skip a couple words and
he has a lot of problems with the L's.
No, his L's were good.
No.
Yeah.
He said instead of realistic, he said realistic. Realistic. No, I like this guy a lot. He simplifies shit. I like him. It's just says.
Take that.
Yeah, he's just some weird shit like that. I'm like, bro, am I hallucinating?
No, it's a TikTok. You have to. It's like if you want to keep the kids watching, you got to do some shit.
Just
like
random
that.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you kids about George Washington. Dab, dab. He was like, that's crazy. What is he saying? What is this, Poseidon? What are you looking at?
Yo, man that shot up Trump National Hotel in 2018 reveals he's one of Diddy's sex slaves.
Well, that's not true.
Bro, yeah. Imagine you just
he
like.
He claims that P. Diddy Combs, Rick Ross, and DJ Khaled are all gay.
Oh, okay. That is true. They are.
Honestly, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I don't mind. But who cares about that?
Actually, it would make sense.
But who cares about that? That's just a crazy person trying to get out of jail. He saw that they're talking about Diddy. Because why wouldn't you have said that earlier? And also, if Diddy's going to get sex slaves, it's not going to be fucking Bubba from the hardware store.
Okay, I like this guy.
That's not the big hard catch. The industry parties, though, I have heard about that a lot. And
can you look up P. Diddy, Justin Bieber sleepover?
Forget the Bieber sleepover. I heard a guy saying, I heard another, you know, it was like barbershop. Podcast where it's black guys in the barbershop.
Yeah,
and talk.
Yeah.
There was these rappers, and one of them was like, he was saying it. This was like a year and a half ago, and people called him crazy. And he's like, no, I know what happens in those fucking parties. He goes, that's why I don't go there. They want your ass. And he was saying shit like that. People are like, don't exaggerate. He's like, I'm telling you, that's what fucking happens. And then one of them said, that's why I hate Kanye. And he goes, why? He goes, oh, you know who said he hates Kanye? Method Man. Method Man said, dude, fuck that. I hate Kanye. I remember at one of Diddy's parties, I walked in the bathroom, I saw him sucking someone's dick. He goes, fuck that guy.
God damn. Yeah. Not our boy Ye.
He's not my boy. But you think they have videos of everyone? Is that what they do? They make you suck dicks and then they take videos of you and then he tells you, play with me?
There was...
But then why... Why isn't Kanye playing nice with
them? I do also think that there's a lot of them who like have to just stay closeted because if they...
In the rap game, closet, yeah. Like Meek Mill. I think Meek Mill had to stay... Now it's over. Everyone knows that
Hey, the thing with Meek Mill that could be crazy is if it's just like a different Philadelphia rapper, the only reason people think it's Meek Mill is because of the wording in a vague description. And it's like, yes, Meek Mill would fit the description, but it didn't say Meek Mill. It didn't say whatever. It said a Philadelphia rapper. There are many Philadelphia rappers.
No, that is true. However, you've heard Meek Mill speak?
What do you mean?
You know they're calling him Meek Mill.
Yeah, it's Meek Mill.
Like just like speak in interviews?
Or when he talks about this.
I don't know. I've been seeing him on Twitter like denying shit.
Yeah, but the way he denies it is amazing.
Okay.
It's so very incriminating.
Even apparently Denzel Washington knew.
I saw him fighting with DJ Academics.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
He always does. He gets mad at everyone, Meek Mill. Yeah. But also, I saw that video of Meek Mill in the pool with Diddy.
Yeah.
And well, what's this?
I don't know. He's doing some weird dance. Should we put him in an interview to hear him?
Yeah, there was the pool one, if you go. There was the one where he's by the pool.
Okay, I brought this up on the intellectuals like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but this is he's using Twitter as Google again. It's amazing.
This one, yeah.
Love it. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Press play.
Hold on. I must put it up.
Low key, it works. Twitter as Google really works for videos. Mm. They have everything, bro.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you. Yeah. King, son. Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, daddy.
I don't know if that's proof that he's getting banged.
No, this is definitely not proof.
You hear the allegations, and then you watch this video. You feel a little uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
I just want to know how I would have felt watching that video two weeks before the allegations, you know?
Meek Mill looks like he's uncomfortable by Diddy's presence in that video.
But a lot of these rappers feel uncomfortable around him. I thought it's just because he's intense, because he says stupid shit all the time, Diddy.
I'm trying to find, like, a damn interview.
You know who would know whether or not he was actually... Nicki Minaj would probably know.
Apparently, she came out saying that he was, like, years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She dated him.
Apparently, that's one of the reasons she, like, broke up with him. Like, she had to put a strap on and shit.
Oh, he liked... He got used to what Diddy was doing.
Yeah.
That's weird about the rap game, that no matter who you are, you can't come out as gay. But then you have gay rappers who are, like, killing it. Like Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
All his stuff goes bangers.
Lil Nas X, like, he had one song. He's like, I'm gay, by the way. And it's just... And, like... I said this before, like everyone, like whatever, they're in their own thing, like coming out of the closets, like their choice when they do it.
Yeah.
But it's just like you're lying to everyone that you know at the same time, right? So like, I love McConan. I don't know if you remember that guy.
No.
You remember the song "The Club Going Up"? So that guy
on a Tuesday.
Exactly. That one? He's gay.
What? Okay. So what's the problem? Do you like his music?
He hung out. No. There's no problem. I like his music.
I like Elton John. Elton John's gay. Love Queens. They're all a bunch of Queens. I love that shit.
When he came out of the closet, all his friends were like, "Yo, what the fuck?" You know what I mean? Like, you could have told me you were gay. Like when
you like
we
Judas
were,
Priest, Rob Halford. He's gay.
There's nothing wrong.
There's so
gay.
Many good musicians. Who what gives a shit who they're banging?
The way that he did it. Like, all his friends were like, dog, come on, you know? But
how did he do it?
He waited years to, like,
and then he's like, look, I'm gay and I've had sex with all my male friends. And I'm like, what? that last part may not be true.
Well, that's it, too. Maybe, like, I don't know. Who knows?
Or do you think they're all playing an elaborate prank?
No, it's what happens is, especially in the rap game, because it's a lot of street gang-related type of, like, iconography.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be perceived as weak, and it's always been perceived as like soft, you know, because it's more feminine. So you don't want to be associated with that. But then you have like Lil Nas X, who's like, I'm not making gangster music. I'm making fun music. So I'm not going to change who the fuck I am. Like, this is me. And I think it's in the end, nowadays, it's way easier to just be yourself.
Yes.
So 100%. That you don't have to constantly be stressed out and have fake girlfriends. That must be fucking crazy.
Crazy. Must be very stressful and annoying, too.
Yeah. No, who gives a shit? I don't care. I think Lil Nas X is, he makes bangers. He just tries to get too much attention.
One of the greatest.
Like all the Satan shit and all that, the Jesus stuff and all, he does it. I know why he's doing it, because heavy metal bands did the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 80s, in the 70s, I get it, but people overreact. But you don't need that when the music is good. He has bangers. Bro,
I know this guy who, when we were in high school, he stole this book from like the secret, or not the secret, but like the library that you're not allowed to even like take the books. Like
the gay library? He has the gay agenda.
He does. It's crazy. I read it. It was this book on like satanic rituals.
Ooh.
And there was one to like get famous. And him and his boys did it. And like, I know he really committed to doing it. And like, he's not famous yet, but his shit's working out.
Are we talking about Harley Mornstein? Who are we talking about? Who is this person? Do we
this
know?
This guy, I'll show you him after. But like, he was this Kramer kind of guy. Like he was this like low energy Kramer, like wacko, like kind of like, but he was like, he knew kind of what was going on, but he was always weird. And like now, bro, he's like an actor. He's getting a bunch of shit. Shit's happening for him. And I'm like, maybe that satanic ritual. Maybe he's like, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
Maybe he's like a very, very, very low level Illuminati. The lowest level there is.
I heard, you know what I found out beside? And I don't know how true it is, but because I love hearing black guys talk about stuff on YouTube. And those black guys discussing how it's Illuminati versus the Masons. Like, they don't like each other.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. All these secret societies are all always trying to...
outfuck each other.
Basically, yeah. Basically. They're always trying to claim dominance.
I was like, yeah. Oh, you know what else
it's
realized?
Like ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they're kind of homies, though. But you know what I realized, Poseidon?
Yeah.
That people are pieces of shit. Like, no joke. Humans, the majority. And you know how I realized it? Because of Ukraine, Israel, Palestine, all that. I was listening to stuff online this week, and I was like, huh. People are actually pieces of shit, and someone needs to call them out on it. It's all fake. All the people, and we know people.
Yes.
Post, every second post is about Palestine and stop the war and all that. And I know that they're phonies. Like, they don't know what they're talking about based on what they say. Because you know what I realized, Poseidon?
Yes.
All the outrage... and focus on the people. Start looking at people who say this. This is how I realize that you're a piece of shit. The outrage is never on the actual act. It's who you're killing.
Wait, repeat that?
It's never on the outrage should be on the fact that innocent people are dying.
Yeah.
In anything, right? In the Ukraine, in Palestine, in Israel. The most outrageous thing should be like a human life, which you can't actually put value on, has been snuffed for one reason or another. That should be egregious. It should be uncalled for. But they're all bending over backwards, depending on what side they are, to justify theirs. Which is fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's completely insane. And it makes
the sad part about when Palestinian kids are dying, you know what's sad about that, Poseidon? That kids are dying.
Yeah.
That's the sad part. Not that all these Jews with their money, and that's what makes it bad. It's not what makes it bad. I don't care how they die. I don't care if a kid dies by a rock or a rocket. If a kid's dead, the sad part is that the fucking kid is dead. That's what's sad. When an Israeli, same thing, if it's an innocent person, the fact that an innocent person is dead, the problem is that an innocent person is dead. Not their skin color, not, but they keep.
You know what? Okay, I agree with
it's
you.
It's fucking
I agree
crazy.
With you,
no, because.
But
they,
I want to give you like just kind of.
But they
like
do the same
comparison.
Thing with Russia. They do the same, and I'll tell you guys why. Because Russia. Innocent fucking people died in that theater. When the theater got shot up and blown up last week, you saw that shit,
right,
Poseidon?
But you know what? Nobody,
no one changed their fucking flags.
Nobody gave
no
them
one changed their fucking
empathy.
Flags. Who? Or these people were just going to the fucking theater. Nothing to do with a war, nothing to do with any. Innocent fucking people. That could have been your family. That could have been. But people didn't give a fuck because they've decided, well, I'm on this team now.
Yeah.
So it's not life that matters. It's not innocence. It's not reason. It's my team. So fuck you. You're not a good person. You're a piece of shit.
You're right.
You're not a good person.
And I noticed it too, that people were kind of quiet about that.
And I was very, I was looking, I was sick too. I was like, okay, I don't have time. Whatever. And I was waiting, waiting, waiting.
Nothing.
And I go, are these people fucking insane? Are these people, how are we not outraged? Everyone should be outraged by this. And I would be outraged the same way if it was in a Turkish place, if it was in a Greek place. Innocent people got shot up. We should all be outraged by it. Mm. We should all be outraged. Like did you see the guy from Quebec who went to Gaza to help with food and stuff and he got killed? That's devastating because it was a guy who didn't need to be there. He went there because he felt humanitarian-wise, I want to help these kids. They're innocent. He didn't go there to fight, to kill. He went there to try to help as many people as he could. He's an innocent person that got killed. That's a sad part. The fact that some people are like, well, he shouldn't have fucking been. You're not. That's then you don't care about human life because there's no excuse for someone. Anyways, it's fucking, it's absurd. It's absurd. So I see how fake people are and they don't actually care. They pretend to care. And it bothers me, bro. It fucking bothers me. Then the Russia thing is the best example. Russians, bro, they innocent people going to what's the because the government went to war.
Russian thing?
No, but people go to. We're gonna get that. I want to talk about that too. Yeah. But people go to war. Okay, Israel's going to war. Canada, bro, we're involved in all these wars. We're helping the Armenians get extinct. We're helping the Turks. Yeah, we're giving them their drones, all that. So because of that, should every Canadian now? Should every Armenian want to kill every Canadian? And if any Canadian dies, the justification is, well, your government is at war somewhere else. So if you die in a drive-by or whatever, it doesn't matter because... No, that's insane. If you start doing that shit, first of all, then you go back to being racist because that's what racism was, right? You don't judge anyone by their individuality and the content of their character. You judge them as a group. That's what you're doing now to people. And I noticed it this weekend, and it really fucking bothers me that people are so two-faced. They just put a flag, whether it's an Israeli one, a Palestinian one, a Ukraine one, and they go, I'm on the right side. You're a fucking idiot. You don't want peace. You want your side, but you don't think long-term and you, none of that shit. It's just, yeah, they can die as long as we don't die. That's insane. That's fucking crazy. That's all I wanted to say. Tell me about the Russians.
An eye for an eye made the world.
It just made me angry, bro. Nobody gives a fuck.
I get you.
Nobody actually gives a fuck.
No media. Yeah, nobody was like, oh, these poor Russians at the theater. Nobody gave. And there wasn't even like one person.
This is a human. These are human lives.
Well, it was. I saw a lot of shit on Twitter, but yeah. I didn't really see anything anywhere else. But that's also maybe we're not seeing it because like of the news being suppressed in Canada now, like on social media.
But like even like right now, let's say we're on Twitter, right? You're still going to see all the other flags. You saw people. I remember in Paris, when the same thing happened in Paris, everyone changed their flags. Everyone put the Parisian flag, France, the flag of France, as their avatars. Remember that?
Yeah.
They did it for the Ukraine. They're doing it for Palestine. Some people do it for Israel. For Armenia, these guys, no one. Because right now, we've been indoctrinated that this is the enemy. Which, by the way, a country that we know now 1,000,000%, we pushed, we provoked into a war. Because we want to fucking, yeah, we want to destroy them. We backed them into a corner and sacrificed we sacrificed an entire nation, the Ukraine. We just sacrificed their youth.
So
we
just sent them to slaughter. It was four guys, I think, that did the...
The four they caught. I don't know if anyone else was in it.
Okay.
But they caught, they tortured the fuck out of them.
They were all from like, what, like Turkmenistan or something?
Yeah, they were headed to the Ukraine border.
Okay.
But we don't know if it's, well, at the time, they didn't know if it was because... there was any connection to the Ukraine, or they thought they're going to give us asylum because we just attacked the Russians.
Well, so what I saw was that they got contacted on Telegram.
Yes, by people, that I knew.
And they got like, I think $10,000 each or something like that to go do that. And it's just crazy to like, I don't know, think that like that's on the table now. But it's like these guys, if they're getting contacted, they're somewhere. They're already in a group that they're like willing. They're not just random dudes who are like, it's not like a baker who's like getting a Telegram message like, hello, would you like to be a terrorist?
They're part of a crew. Putin's name covered up on 9/11 memorial in New Jersey. You see?
Yeah, so he had gifted. Remember when 9/11 happened? A few years later, I think he had gifted. It's called the Teardrop Memorial. I'm just going to show it for people that don't know. and I think it was in gold, and they etched all the victims' names and the people that contributed or something. Yep. And it's basically the Teardrop Memorial, you know.
So I'll tell you why I'm against this, too, this erasure of history, okay? So that, like, we're going to get his name out of here. But his name is there for a reason. It's his contribution to that thing. Whether you erase his name or not, he contributed to that thing.
For sure.
It's not related to what's happening now.
When was this that they took his name off? Like, what's the
2022,
date?
I think. When the war started, 2 years ago, no?
It doesn't, it's this weird, childish high school tactics that everyone's using. Nothing is logical. Nothing is fucking logical. But yeah, no one. They don't give a shit because they're like, ah, they're Russian. So now, so 3 years ago, it would have been sad, but now, but the same innocent people died. So if Hamas, for example, let's say right now, the Palestinian Authority is Hamas, right? They're the ones that are elected. If they drop a dirty bomb somewhere in another country, let's say they start another war somewhere. So does that mean that now everyone's going to be okay with Palestinian children getting killed? Because now their government started a war somewhere else? Because that's what you're saying with how you're acting with the Russians.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%.
That's what I mean by people are fucking idiots. They don't know. They want to pretend they're good people, but it's like their goodness doesn't exist anymore and they're pretending to be nice. And they're trying to figure out, how do I pretend that I care? That it's like, that's what they're doing. They don't actually care, because if they cared about decency and human life, it would be global. It would be the whole thing. This is unacceptable. I don't give a shit what the kid is. Like, I'm not gonna ask. If someone tells me, dude, a kid got killed, I'm not gonna be like, was he Greek? And then if they say anything else, I'm like, ah, all right. That's fucking crazy, bro. That's crazy. And yeah, that's what they're doing. It depends what the kid is. It depends what the person is. Depends what the victim is. Who gives a shit who the victim is, bro? Is there a victim? Is there an innocent victim? That's a problem. That's sad. That's especially a life. You can't buy it. Like, a life is done, bro. You lose your life is done. It should be worth so much more. And we don't care, depending on the race or the religion or depending on what life is. So no, we're not good people, is what I'm trying to say, is we're scumbags.
You are either openly a scumbag, such as myself, where you don't hide it.
Yeah, or you pretend not be one. And I prefer people being open. Like, I'd rather know if you're a racist. I'd rather know so I know what I'm dealing with. But I have a lot of people in my feed that pretend they're good, and I want to help the Palestinians. I want to help the Jews. I want to help this. And then I notice when push comes to shove, when they're actually tested to see if they're real human beings, they're a piece of shit. They're like, I'm not going to do that because it's not part of the trend. Oh, okay, so it's a trend thing. It's not, you don't care about human life. It's not the Palestinian children that bother you. It's not the Israelis. It's none of that. It's not the Ukrainians. It's you want to get the clout. But that's fucking insane, because people are actually dying. People are actually starving. So it's an actual real fucking thing, you dumbass, for fucking 3 likes.
So what you're saying is that these, like, the other people who aren't getting the attention need better PR teams.
Yeah, you need better PR. No, it's just, if we were all honest, and the argument right now is, guys, this is unacceptable because of humanity.
So the Armenians need better PR right now.
The Armenians need huge PR. But what's happening with the Armenians, the Azerbaijanis, and the Turks is unacceptable right now in 2024. And the biggest unacceptable thing is that we're not talking about it because it's not trendy, because the media hasn't told us it's trendy, because the media can't spin it in any positive way, because we're supplying the people who are killing them. So we don't want to talk about it. Trudeau can't come out and be like, yeah, the Armenians asked me a couple times not to supply Turkey with those drones, but we want to make some money and fuck these Armenians. He can't say that, because he's going to get fucking killed. So we just avoid talking about it. It's crazy, but it's happening. Same thing with, I think Netanyahu said something crazy about the people, the innocent, even guy from Montreal, the guys that died. He said something like very callous. Like, yeah, fucking shit happens or whatever. Like, and even Trudeau. Trudeau actually had to say something. Trudeau's like, yo, you can't say it. Like, that's unacceptable. He had to actually publicly come out and be like, that's fucking insane. Even him, and he's a huge pushover, even he was like, Jesus Christ, that's disgusting. People don't care, bro. People don't give a shit. The majority of people don't give a fuck. I'm sorry to turn into a downer, Poseidon. It just made me very angry.
No, but you know what? I was thinking the same thing. Like, when the whole Russian thing happened, I was expecting, like, big outlets to pick it up and people to be outraged, and not even people that are that I usually see online that are like, this is terrible, for anything else. Not even the same people that are outraged for other things.
And the Russians who supported the Americans after 9/11, who sent the memorials, who always, whenever something happens, any other attack or whatever, they always come out and they're, you know, against that shit, and they always support the Western side and all that. And us, it's anyways.
When I noticed that, like you, I wasn't as heated as you. I was just, I felt a little like, defeated is the word.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, ugh, this is.
We supported. We were with George Bush in the fake wars that didn't need to happen in the Middle East. We destroyed Iraq, Syria. We contributed to that. Should the whole world hate us now as Canadians? Yeah. Because our government did that? I protested the war, but my government still went. Should I, you know, should Syrians beat me up? Should Iraqis hate me by association? I don't hate Turks. I don't want anything bad to happen to a Turkish person because they're Turkish. I think it's ridiculous to think that way. They're innocent people. There's people who... I don't like their leader. I hate Erdogan. I'm never going to take it out on an actual human being.
Oh, of course.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm not very sorry. It wasn't my intention to make it negative.
It's like you were sick for a few days and you had all this pent up inside.
For real, it was making me angry. It woke me up. I was thinking about this one night. It woke me up at night thinking about this. I was like, wait a second, what the fuck? I go, what is wrong? Like, this world is crazy. No one values human life. It's not that no one's angry about that. They're angry that their side is getting fucked over, but not that it's a human life.
I think also another factor that plays into all this is that when that thing happened in Russia, they actually caught the guys, allegedly. We don't even know.
They beat the shit out of the water.
I don't think it's all crazy. The guys.
Cut one guy's ear off.
It made it. Did you see that? They electrocuted another man's balls. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100% good. Fuck those people. They should have done more. They should keep them alive for the next year and torture them.
Well, I don't know about that because you can't survive that long. In a year torture, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Your body's going to give out. But they're getting all the information they can out of them.
Yeah, of course.
I think the CIA was behind that one.
You think so? But I was going to say, I think also the reason why people didn't react the way we expected them to react is because they got caught and they saw.
No, you don't think so? No, no, because the problem isn't the attempt. The problem is people actually died. There was tragedy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the
issue
is that innocent people died, and that could have been in another scenario. Let's say it's in Montreal. That could have been me, you. That could have been our families going to a theater. Innocent. That have nothing to do with anything.
100%.
And that's how people don't see it, and that's what fucking bugs me.
I'm surprised people didn't come out sympathizing with the terrorists.
But that's the same thing that bugs me with when Palestine, there's certain situations where it's like egregious. A place shouldn't have been bombed, let's say, because there's some places where you get why they bombed it, and then there's some places where you're like, that's 100% just casualties, just kids, right, getting killed, and stuff like that. I'm like, guys, I understand you don't want any infrastructure because you don't want Hamas or whatever, but right now, 50 kids, that's it. That's the only people that died, you know? So that kind of shit fucks with me because it's just kids. You're not, and also, because of that, the next generation is going to fucking go crazy because they're going to remember that shit. And same thing happens with the Jews. There's a bombing somewhere. What do you think is going to happen to the young Jews? They're going to be like, wait till I get old enough to join the IDF. And it's this vicious fucking cycle because it's no longer human anymore. It's teams. Like, fuck that guy, bro. He's on another team. We have to find a way to get past it. We have to find a way to... You need actual strong leaders to sit down and be like, this is fucking retarded. I don't give a fuck about losing some face, both of us right now, but this shit needs to end.
Fake alien invasion.
No, you can't have that. Those are weak leaders. They're going in the globalist agenda. You need strong leaders just sit down and be like, look, I'd rather sacrifice some shit right now, monetary, whatever the fuck it takes, but no more lives on either side. And I'm talking about for all the wars. And this is crazy, but we're all going to die anyway.
Didn't Trump do that for a while?
He did that, yes, because he doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I don't give a shit about your problems. Stop.
Yeah.
But no one else wants to say that because there's money involved.
The United States could actually, like, if we're being honest, most of the countries, they could wipe them off the face of the planet.
Yes. The United States is the one giving all the weapons now to it. Israel wouldn't be this cocky either if they knew that nothing could happen to them.
No.
Bro, Hamas, most of Hamas's weapons came from the States also because they were weapons, a lot of them, that were sent to the Ukraine that found their way back to Hamas before the October 7th. You know that, right?
You know what it's like? It's like...
It's all the same, bro. The weapons are coming from the same fucking people.
Israel's just like a gambler and everyone's enabling them. They're like, no, one more. I'm going to get Hamas. One more.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get them.
That's what it feels like.
Just one more, man.
That's
Come
what
on.
It feels like. And people are like, bro, you realize there's nothing left. It's rubble. You even went to bro, they bombed the refugee camp.
No.
Bro, they bombed. There's like, this is a refugee camp. Well, so we're going to bomb that area. And then they bombed the refugee camp. We're talking about what's happening is insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's insane, bro. It's all crazy. We're very bad. We're very violent as a species, humanity. Yeah. We're quick to the violence. We don't want to just shoot the shit a bit. It's always conquest. Anyways. I really didn't want to make this negative. I apologize.
It's okay. You have a very nice sweater. I really like your sweater.
This was a gift. My wife got this to me.
It's a great gift. It's a very nice sweater. And it looks like it's a good quality too.
Christmas theme, yeah.
Nice.
I like it. And I felt
it's Christmas theme.
Yeah, they're wearing little hats.
I didn't notice that. Oh, yeah, it is definitely. I didn't see it. Yeah.
You were like such a cute little kid presenting that. Oh, my wife got it for me. Nice.
Sometimes I get gifts too, bro. It's not all you.
She's like, enough of these fucking sexy flower shirts. Take this. Ninja Turtle sweater.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You heard about this eclipse?
Bro, what's going on, man?
Am I going to go
blind? Because you know I'm not putting on those stupid fucking glasses.
I don't have any stupid glasses. I'm going to wear my sunglasses.
You
look up.
The couche-tard, bro. They have the fucking
apparently
stupid sunglasses.
It's not good.
Here are my arguments. Here are my arguments against the Poseidon. Okay? And I want you to find any flaws.
Okay.
Right now, you could look up at the sun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then why would it be worse to look up at the sun again, but this time the sun is also additionally blocked by a moon?
Okay, what they're saying.
Hold on. Before you go, I'm not done.
I thought the same thing.
I have another problem.
And okay. I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I have another problem. That was one argument. The other problem I have is that they keep declaring states of emergency.
Well, Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
Well, because there's going to be too many people going there. There's more people than they can.
Not just Niagara Falls. A lot of people.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
like
go
anywhere
look.
Anywhere in the line.
Anywhere in the line.
The line of the eclipse.
So this is what bothers me that drives me crazy. State of emergency, why? Because it's going to be night for 8 minutes. Yeah, but it's night every night for hours. Why are we declaring a state of emergency?
Dude, let me explain something to you. Last time there was an eclipse like this, they put out on the news, prepare, this and that. I think people genuinely panic. Like somebody said, I saw a video, bro, and I almost lost my goddamn mind. I thought I was actually going to die from like hyperventilation. He said, the moon, they're saying it's the moon, but it's actually an alien mothership. And he went into this whole rabbit hole of how like it's actually fucking aliens.
All right, well, I didn't know he was making good points like that. If I was going to know that you were going to make this much sense, I would have been scared.
So the whole thing, apparently, of the glasses. First of all, I think it's a marketing scam, just for some people to make some money.
How do you make money off this?
You can make Amazon. You buy them off Amazon.
Oh, glasses, you mean?
Yeah, the glasses, the paper glasses. It's like $10 or some shit.
They look like 3D movie glasses.
Yeah,
but Monday night, let's have an eclipse party.
So I think it's just a whole marketing thing. A, B.
But the news is in on it.
Yes, they're saying that. Basically, when the moon moves out of the way, that little glare is more harmful than like just looking at the sun.
But that is the sun.
Yeah, but it's the fact that it's a I don't know. Why, hold on.
He's like, yeah, he's explaining. Wait, let me Google it first.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. But anyways, I'll agree with him there.
It's like pitch black in a room,
yeah,
and you've been in the darkness for a while, and then you open the blinds, and it's like,
So maybe, yeah. It's
I
like,
think that's what they're trying to refer. And it actually kind of makes sense, but I think it's more of I don't think it's as bad as they say it is.
Look, it doesn't matter. I mean, I have the habit of not looking directly into the sun since I was a kid, like because they told me that, so it's in my head. So I try not to unless I'm wearing sunglasses. Yeah. You know, because that's...
Why don't you just put on sunglasses and
here's what not to do safely.
Normally, I put my sunglasses on, and I stare into the sun, and I squint, and I go, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, big boy. But what bothers me is that they go state of emergency because it's going to be night in the middle of the day. Yeah, for 8 minutes.
Some people.
It's night every night for hours.
Some religious people on the internet are saying that we're going to have 3 days. It's the 3 days of darkness, like in the Bible that it says. And that apparently,
tell that to the Alaskans.
People are going
to
lose their goddamn mind, apparently. I don't know, bro. Honestly, I kind of hope people lose their minds. I kind of hope. Like, we need, like...
You hope it's the end of the world?
A bit, bro. I'm getting tired. Every other day, there's something else, bro. Like, I'm fed up.
I hope we don't get nuked accidentally.
Accidentally.
Like, I'm tired, bro. Like, just make it the end, bro. So we all fucking, you know? Like, every day there's something, man. I'm tired of hearing it all the time. And when you try to hear it, you hear it from somebody else. It's fucking annoying. Anyway, sorry.
It's okay. So, are you scared of the eclipse? Because I gotta be honest, I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't care.
Is it safe to look at the eclipse through a camera?
Can we make that guy?
Bro, can you show that Down syndrome camera guy?
I really want to meet that guy, man. Holy shit.
Nah, bro, what is this?
He's like, I take a picture with my forehead.
Did the guy so wrong, bro. Look at this. This
poor guy, bro. Get his name and his number.
Look at this.
But not for nothing. Like, it's because it's on his fucking stand.
Yeah.
Gonna make the stand up fucking foot higher, bro.
No, I think
I love how scared he is, and look at the guy to his left, bro. The guy to his left doesn't give a fuck, bro. Directly.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is amazing. Poor guy. We're just ripping him.
Oh, okay. They did him dirty, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Good guy.
100% they did him dirty.
Well, I don't know if he's a good guy. He could be evil.
No, good guy, bro.
He has
good
a sex den in his basement.
It's my friend Jimmy.
It's my friend Jimmy Schlums.
Oh.
Can I... Hold on, go up. Can I say the experience is good enough at 99% totality? Can I say the experience is good enough? Am I allowed, Poseidon? This is what I hate about this fucking generation. Poseidon, leave it there. Leave it there. Did you read that, bro?
Yes, I did.
This is why I hate this fucking generation. This is why I hate the fucking Washington Post. Can I say the experience is good enough at 99% totality? So a lot of the belt that people are going to see it is going to be 99% of the eclipse, not 100% eclipse. There's only a small belt that gets to see it 100%. Course, yeah. So they're basically saying, if I'm at the 99 range, is it cool enough that like I can talk about it and be like, it's a crazy experience? Are you all fucking mental, bro? Who gives a shit?
Still, nothing's going to beat, bro. I saw the meteor shower when I was a kid. Nothing's ever going to beat that. Fuck this eclipse, bro. I saw a full-on meteor shower.
They
bro, nothing's going to beat Poseidon. Actually took a shower once a year.
It can actually burn a hole in your retina, they're saying. The sun is the most powerful source of energy in the solar
Fake
system.
Fake news.
Maybe it's like, bro, you know when you put a magnifying glass and you burn an ant?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that because it's like a little sliver, so it's going to burn your eyeballs.
That's what people are saying, I think.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to look directly into it, so I wouldn't suggest anyone does.
I might not even look at it,
but
bro.
I don't.
Like,
but
I'm getting annoyed.
My question was, I didn't know if I wasn't looking into it because I was taught as a child not to, or because it's really dangerous.
If anyone's going to look straight into it, it's going to be Peter Bowen. He's going to be at work one day, go outside, and he's like, shit, man. Look up and just fuck. He's not going to tell anyone his eyes are fucked up. We're just going to be on secret show. He's going to be rubbing his eyes. We're like, Peter, what's wrong? He's like, I looked at the eclipse.
Can you see? Nah, but I can fucking hear. I'm fucking daredevil.
Peter would have echolocation. Yeah. He's not going to be good at it, though. He's going to be bumping into shit, but know, like, the way he needs to go.
But he could only, echolocation only works. He could only find his way to Bustan. It's Bustan in the airport. That's it. It's too fucking funny.
But then he walks into Bustan and he's like, what's up, brother? He daps up the guy that's working there, but it's just a homeless guy sitting down at a table.
He's like, you smell different. You smell funny. Well, you know, it is what it is, homie. It's too fucking funny.
I love the way he talks to him. Damn, you know how it is, you know.
The solar eclipse. Jesus Christ, fuck everyone.
Yeah, apparently we're going to get 3 days. And apparently, like...
We're going to get 3 days? I thought it's 8 minutes.
It's 8 minutes of darkness, but then the 3 days of darkness are going to begin and blah, blah, blah. And then...
Wait, hold on. I think you're mixing up conspiracy theories with actual science.
They're all mixed up at this point.
There's no way we have 3 days of darkness. That can't be true. If there was three days of absolute darkness, trust me, you would have heard about it.
Yeah, bro.
That's something they would warn you about. They're flipping out about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine 3 days.
Yeah, look, people are talking about it. Will there be 3 days of darkness in the eclipse, April 8th, 2024?
Who are these people?
People write, no, 3 minutes.
You fucking idiot, yeah.
Dude, this is What's like Yahoo today? Questions all over again.
Okay, we're 3 days away.
I love that people on Reddit are answering basically the Poseidons. You have a Poseidon be like, are we going to get 3 days of darkness? And someone's like, listen, retard. It's 3 minutes.
Bro, there's this fucking thing they do on TikTok where they post a vague video where you need to ask a question. Some people go in the comments. And most of the time you go in the comments, questions right away at the top. Whoever posts the video knows that everyone wants to read the comments to figure out the answer. They delete every comment that has the answer. So then it's just a bunch of random ass comments that you keep scrolling and then you stay on the video longer and you get boosted. You never get your answer and it's so sad.
That's poisonous.
Yep.
We're an insane generation.
The TikTok things that they do to get their video views, it's crazy.
We got to train Borgelli so he could take over all our social medias.
Yeah.
Does he know all this stuff?
No. He knows like how to do it. He can do it. He doesn't know the like.
Can he do it?
He doesn't know the like the tactics. You know what I mean? But it's always changing. There's always metas. You gotta update your TikTok meta like fucking any video game or anything. You gotta be the one to figure out a new meta. If we could figure out a new meta and be the first one on a meta, it's over.
What's a new meta? Sorry.
I need
like
a girl.
A new way of playing the game. Like a new like strategy, sometimes like in a game, everybody figures out that if you use this gun combination, it works out really well. But then everybody knows and everybody's using that gun combination. But now since everybody's using that gun combination, if you use this combination instead of that, that's the new meta now. And you could beat everybody because they're on that old meta still. And then by the time everybody knows, you got to make a new meta. By the time everybody knows, you got to make... It's just a cycle.
I need to find a girl in Montreal. And I'm saying girl because normally they tend to be way better at this.
Okay.
The dudes that I've tried to get to help me out with the social media shit are always... They're like me. We're just like monkeys.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, post. Like, we have no idea what we're doing. I got to find a girl who's very good at this and just give it to her. Being like, look, I'm giving you all the videos. I'm giving you, you don't have to edit anything. We're doing it for you. Burgelli's cutting it anyway.
Just fucking post and tag. Get a circumcision. Go to the fucking powerful Jews. Go say what's up.
No.
Fucking dap them up, bro. Baruch Hashem.
No, I'm going to tell Christ is king and they're going to get mad at me. They're going to get mad at me. Did you see who said, fuck, I was watching something on Twitter and it made me laugh so much. So I was like, they're mad at me. I said Christ is king, so I got fired.
No way.
Oh, Candace Owens got fired too.
Yeah, oh, Candace Owens got fired.
What was her thing about again?
Well, look, the truth is her and Ben Shapiro, Josh Shapiro's estranged uncle, were feuding for a long time. They haven't liked each other for a minute. And it all started when he was talking shit about her at a public event. Do you remember this?
No, I don't know any of their shit.
He was speaking to your desert people.
Yep.
And someone said, why are you letting her? She's criticizing Israel. As if Israel is without criticism. You can't criticize Israel.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't know, I'm against that. You know, should I be kind of, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Yappy, yappy, bro. No. You know, he was doing his fucking thing. And then that came out. Someone videotaped it. And she goes, yo, what the fuck's he doing? Talking about his coworker, one of his employees, talking shit about me. And she's like, what did I do wrong? You're allowed to criticize everyone. You're allowed to criticize me. You're allowed to criticize Israel. Like, are we saying that Israel has done nothing wrong? They're just a perfect country. That's never existed. There's no perfect country. Greece is not. There's no perfect country. It doesn't exist. Everyone does stupid shit.
Poseidon, can you look up the quote of Ben Shapiro saying something along the lines of, like, he doesn't want his wife wet?
Do you remember that?
Oh.
Just look up, like, Ben Shapiro. No.
He said his
wife
is not wet. He goes, if my... wet, my pussy's well time. If my wife, I'm going to say something right now. If my wife's vagina was always wet, I'd get her to see the doctor.
Ben Shapiro's wife, a doctor, convinced him that it's normal. He doesn't get her wet. He probably boasts about it. They have two kids. Oh, my God.
Ben Shapiro sharing with the world that his wife, that's the same one. It will never be surpassed. But get the actual tweet because the tweet was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Hold on. Maybe if I go on Twitter.
Twitter, Google. Oh, fuck yeah.
Because that was funny because everyone just destroyed me. He was making fun of the song WAP.
Okay.
And he goes,
oh, yeah.
Wet ass. It's wet all the time. And he's like, what do you have, a venereal disease?
If it ain't a slip and slide, I don't want it.
Why are you looking at high school kids?
I don't know, bro. It's a humiliation thing.
The first time, no, not the first time, but like very, very early in my, one of the first few times I got a girl naked, I thought she was so wet and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And I realized years later, it was just so much discharge. Oof. It was just stringing everywhere. And okay, I was like, fuck yeah.
You know, I don't have, I'm too sick to not puke.
I didn't know what discharge was.
I'll click on it. There you go.
Hold on. Let me show it up for the peeps.
As I also discussed on the show, my only real concern is that the woman involved, who apparently require a bucket and a mop, get the medical care they require. My doctor wife's different diagnosis, bacterial vaginosis, yeast infection, or trichomonas. Trichomoni, I love that. It's tricky vag. Trichomonas. You might have one of these tricky vagies. You need
tricky vaginas. Yeah. That's funny.
But that is so funny. He's like, you're. Yeah, he was saying on the show. He's like, this is crazy. They must have a problem. Why are they wet? That is funny though.
Oh, is that Abigail? No, it's not. I thought it was Abigail Shapiro.
Apparently, people like his sister, but it looks just like him. No.
Look up Abigail Shapiro.
Abigail Shapiro.
I really hope the first picture is a good one. Come on. Aww. What
the fuck is this, bro?
Which one do we... Oh, that one. No, left? Right in the middle. Yeah.
Here?
No, up. It's
one up. Oh.
This is fake, no?
No, it's not fake at all.
It's not fake.
That's her tits? Damn!
It's one of my one of my favorite memes. It's Abigail.
Wait,
Shapiro.
This is fake though, no?
No.
No, this is fake.
It's not fake, trust me.
You tell me that's her tits.
Look up just Google.
That's
go
a mom,
Google,
bro.
Go on Google Abigail Shapiro. Hot. No, add hot.
Is she like a Jewish
Poseidon. Add hot.
Because you would know, is she like a Jewish sex symbol?
I think more of like a anti-Ben sex symbol. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, she's got milkers, bro. Damn.
It's an adult woman, Poseidon.
Then pull up.
Oh, go. This one's fake.
That's not her. Go up. Pull up the one, both of them next to each other. Where? Like four rows in.
Where?
That's three rows in, one more row. There we go.
There. Click on it. I could see the resemblance.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I see it in the chest mostly.
He definitely has like the smallest, like he's not a fat, but he definitely has like little tiny tits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know like when skinny guys still have.
Hold on, I may have to remove this from the people scene.
Oh, what? They made
No.
Well, she does TikToks. Yeah, massive though, massive.
God damn, those are, wow.
That's not real. It's AI, guarantee.
That's impressive. And she's Jewish.
I almost watched an AI podcast yesterday, fully what? AI created.
I'm not gonna let the robots win.
Between Rogan and Drake.
Was it funny?
I got like 2 minutes in and they were just talking about AI. And I was like, obviously AI just wants to talk about itself. Fuck that. And I stopped listening.
Yeah. And also AI is never going to understand why things are actually funny.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was so funny though at the beginning when Drake said like, thank you for having me here. It was so Drake. It was so Drake the way he said thank you. But then immediately Rogan's like, so how do you feel about that AI generated song of yours? And then Drake's like, it's interesting, man. It's interesting. And I just turned it off.
No, that's not. If it was real, real Drake, he would be like, damn man, dems in Tirana. Bro, I can't stand it anymore. I keep seeing fucking, dude, I'm going crazy with the Toronto man's accent.
She looks
it's
looks
fucking insane, bro.
She looks
it's
like a, she looks
horrifying.
Like a, she looks like a sexy giraffe.
Well, we know what Poseidon's doing when he gets home.
I don't see it. How do you find giraffes sexy?
No, I don't find giraffes sexy.
Giraffes aren't sexy. She looks like a giraffe, but a sexy one.
Yeah.
I don't. You find she looks like a giraffe in her face?
She has a very long neck. No, I'm talking about the neck. Look, yeah, that's a very long neck.
One, I guess that one set of pictures.
One photo.
No. That is a long neck, my boy.
In that one set of
pictures. Look how far away the necklace is.
You balance, bro. It's physics.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's so funny.
Imagine she had a short, tiny neck.
That's not her room. Impossible.
Yeah, no.
No, she doesn't look like she's a mess.
No. Sorry, continue.
I was saying the Toronto man's accent is getting worse. I have a.
Your algorithm knows you want it.
Maybe because I saw
sometimes
these two
you
girls.
Hate watch stuff.
These two girls. Yesterday night I was scrolling and these two girls in Toronto, bro. It's like, what's the worst Toronto? And then right away, bro, like, man. Well, I don't know what the fuck they said. Fucking Bromptons, man. The man dumbs over there. And I was like, what the fuck are they saying, bro? You're two women. Why are you speaking like retarded giraffes? Like, what the fuck is happening? And they're going crazy. Yeah, they want that beef. We don't want beef. And then she's like, we don't want beef. Your pussy stink. Like, it was just random words. It's just random words. And these are people who are living in society.
Can you look up Lil Debbie compilation? Shout out Lil Debbie. I think she passed away, RIP.
Who's Lil Debbie?
Oh, we showed this last time, bro. I got
really
very angry, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. 100%.
Who's Lil Debbie?
What? No, Lil Debbie Toronto compilation.
Lil Debbie?
I don't know. I prefer this Lil Debbie.
No, oh, wait a second.
Lil Debbie Toronto.
The chubby girl.
The, like, redhead?
Is she fat?
Well, not really. Like, a little bit, I guess.
Because I remember those.
There, the video. Debbie.
Who's this? Oh, yeah, her. She's dead?
I think so.
No, bro. How'd she die?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, you're in the interview. I'm just warning you right now. You're good, though?
Oh, you're in the interview thing right now.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I'll call you a man. I'm like, okay, you think I don't have a man? Say bet. I love you, eh?
Love you, too.
Yeah. So I don't have a man, eh?
That brought a tear to my eye, Debbie.
I love you, eh?
What the fuck is happening? Wait, how did she die?
Look up Lil Debbie passing away.
Is that like fake internet shit?
Death, yeah.
Did they kill her? Oh, that's terrifying.
Debbie passed away in a shelter from a drug overdose.
Oh, come on, man. That's fucking terrible, bro. Damn. She was in a shelter, too? It was drugs. Yeah, that's how she ended up. I'm telling you, dude, the generation doesn't realize.
No, it's drugs. It's They're just so much fun.
We'll put another video of her talking. Hold on, we don't want to get taken down.
And that's why even if it came out that he was a rat, he could push that stuff aside for people not to realize what he did. Because he has that type of power.
Yeah.
I feel like if he went to go kill somebody right now, he could hide that. Even if he got caught, he's getting away with it.
She have a little lisp, too.
Yeah, she has a huge lisp. There's nothing little about her.
It's like she's avoiding.
I mean, this one guy that I've
This one guy?
So I'm not removing his name.
Gotcha.
But every other name, I'm removing.
I can see, like, fame right here. Like, boom, bam.
Yo. Get Debbie getting tatted first, and then we can talk, right?
Say less.
Say less.
Bro, this one busboy at Stogie's, everyone used to call him a jag. I think it was Brad, so everyone would say Brad's a jag.
What's a jag?
I don't know, like a jag off, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So like everyone would say Brad's a jag all the time. This one waitress literally got Brad's a jag tattooed on her.
That's huge. Yeah. That's mental. Poseidon, what would it take for you to get Brad's a jag tattooed on your chest?
At least $100 million.
It's mental.
She has so many tattoos though, so it kind of blends in, you know. But it's
that's
still there.
Mental.
It's
there. She must have really loved that jag.
He paid for it.
So wait, I have a question now. You know this whole P. Diddy gay hip hop empire that they're calling. Is that why Tupac and Biggie died?
No, it's not why they died. Tupac died because Puff Daddy was scared that Tupac was gonna kill him.
Oh, why?
So, because Tupac wanted to, pissed off.
He thought they robbed him in when he went to New York.
Exactly.
No?
Look up Tupac, they think I'm soft or something like that.
So he was super, super pissed off. And so he said, you know what? Every time we go down to LA, our lives are in danger. My people get beat up.
Go videos?
So he put out a hit on him. And I think he only paid 100 G's to get him killed.
It's like a video of like Tupac sitting in like a studio. No, I don't think we're going to find it.
Yo, you know, what's that, Bobby Altoff?
Yeah.
Apparently the internet turned on her now. They hate her.
I think she's leaning in. I think everything she's doing is part of what she's doing, and she's good at what she does because she keeps growing and making more money.
That's why I thought she was growing, and then someone said, oh, now the internet hates her. She's done. I was like, why would they hate her? It's the same interview she's always been doing.
She just keeps, she's growing. She's doing well.
What?
Okay.
Look at the recommendations. Jesus
Christ. I can't see that far.
Says it's basically a bunch of accounts called Bobby Altoff Leak.
Yeah, dude. They're,
that's what Twitter is now.
That's what Twitter is now. It's just porn.
It's insane. You tweet anything that gets traction, bro, you're gonna fucking get nudes.
She's not. People make fun of her for being ugly. She's not hideous. The way they talk about her, she's cute. She's not the hottest chick, but she's cute. Yeah. People talk a lot of shit about people's looks. When, like...
That's what it is. I was watching...
It doesn't make sense. Like, she's not, like... a hideous person to make fun of her looks.
But it's
she's a good-looking person.
Of what like standards are now, you know, like.
But I feel like it's fake. It's made up because who thinks that's a hideous person?
Well, that's it. It's just people on the internet.
People are fucking insane, bro. That's why people are just doing drugs. Like these kids are doing drugs.
Why is the internet hate Bobby Altoff?
That's what he wrote.
I really hope the people watching.
Why so many people can't stand Bobby Altoff? Let's see this. So he's not the first person.
La di da di da.
Has go up. That first line is you. Bobby Altoff has pooped.
Has popped up on the social media scene. By creating content about being a young mom, although it was pretty successful and gained her 1.2 million followers, she decided to completely shift gears and rebrand her image in 23.
As people who liked her before hate what she's doing now because it's completely like a 180.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Altoff.
No, but yeah.
I saw her fighting with, what's his name, Santino?
Yeah.
And it was funny, bro. He was fucking with her.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
And she's good at, like, leaning in, and it all, like, looks real.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah. It's fucking, sure. That's why I'm like, people are fucking.
Because, like, I gotta say, like, she did the one that, it didn't pop her off, but it, like, led to
the Drake
her.
Thing was huge.
So the Funny Marco one was the one that really got her to Drake. She wouldn't have got Drake if she didn't get Funny Marco, but she wouldn't have got Funny Marco if she didn't get Rick Glassman. So she got Rick Glassman.
I remember that one. That's the first time I saw her.
Hilarious. Like, very, very, like, he didn't know really what was going on, and he, like, couldn't tell because she really commits to it.
Yeah.
And then he had her on his podcast, and I got to say, it was great. It was really good.
I like him too, by the way. Yeah, he makes me laugh.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how I'm kind of crazy with stand-up? That, like, I hate... Well, no, I don't think I'm crazy for this. But I hate people who are kind of, like, one foot in, one foot out a little bit. And I really, like, just like people, like, commit and, like, let's fucking do this for real.
You want them to ruin their lives like I have. Exactly. Go on.
Yeah. Fucking Tony Hinchcliffe, apparently back in the day, he did a Rick Glassman podcast, and I watched it. And Rick Glassman's like, you know, you were really mean to us back in the day. And Tony's like, I wasn't mean to you. I was just mean to your friend. And he's like, yeah, but you were wrong about him. He's very successful now, and he's doing really great in his career. And Tony's like, is he a comedian? And it's like, no, he's not. And he couldn't do it. And he was right. And I just, anyways, I just, it was not a bit, the whole podcast, and it was great.
Yeah. No, I like Rick Glassman. Funny dude. Very, very funny dude. And seems like a real one. I like him. I think he's cool.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
Oh, by the way, tonight, I'm going to try to get this out quickly, but tonight, secret show. Yeah. I haven't advertised all week because I've been sick, but the best show in the city, bro, every fucking one is mental. I can't even say what happened last week. It's a secret show, but you were there for a very intense situation.
It was a crazy secret show last week. We cannot talk about it because you got to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be late at every secret show for the next month, obviously.
But it's still not that late. It's no, by the time
you guys start, and also...
You told me you were going to be late, and you were early last time.
Yeah, and I wasn't early. I wasn't early. I was late. I came like...
Still.
But no one noticed because everyone's having such a fucking blast. That's such a mental show.
Yeah.
I'm really loving it. And then... Have you noticed that after Secret Show, there's the credits, the post credits with Peter Bowen, George Seeley with the music on and all that. It's just little things are happening. It's grown into its own fucking thing. It really is. I know that people are trying to steal the name, and I know people are trying to pretend like, no, the Secret Show is actually here. Whatever the Secret Show, Montreal Secret Show that everyone's talking about is a third floor comedy club. Friday nights starts at 11 p.m. and it goes until who the fuck knows.
And that's still a 100% success rate. Like nobody has come to the Secret Show and not been happy. And that's like impossible with shows. Yeah. And the Secret Show has just been so good every single time.
But you have to be a real comedy fan, like, or you will get offended.
Oh God, bro, Borge and I, we were doing open mic live and we're talking about gambling at the beginning. And we tell this one guy who said he's a gambler, we're like, let's all go to the casino together after the show. And it was like kind of like a bit, like obviously we're not gonna go. And then this guy in the audience comes up to us and he goes, I've never gambled before. Can we go to the casino together? So me, Borge, Sam Adamo, and this guy all went to the casino together. It was a great night. But the guy, like, we kept losing him. And he just kept coming back looking sweaty. At the end of the night, he said he lost $20. So it was
He's lucky.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I thought it was going to be like, I no longer have a place to live.
But it was just like, I don't know. We should have filmed it.
Yeah, Open Mic Live, also very fun. So we're doing things. I'm getting back from my illness. Next week, there should be a lot more podcasts coming up. Me and Poseidon are going to have to negotiate schedules because he's got standing by and we got to record a lot of podcasts next week. So it's going to be a very gruesome, grueling week for me and the big guy. But we're going to make it work. So thank you all for listening.
Ciao.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.